I'm Liz Kramer with Mission Network News. We're sharing updates in Morocco since the tragic earthquake and now dangerous weather is headed in. Then African Christians are linking arms for gospel vision. We'll unpack that story for you in just a few minutes. First, survivors of Morocco's record-breaking earthquake face yet another potential disaster. Forecasts predict rain and the heightened risk of landslides in Marrakech. The makeshift shelters and tent cities housing thousands of people in disaster zones offer little protection. Voice of the Martyrs Canada VP of International Ministry and Operations, Riyad Jabala, says,
as far as we know, no Christian family have been badly affected. We are also in touch with the six of our brothers in Marrakech, Agadir, Karzazid, and Casablanca. They ask also for prayer from Christ's body in this very difficult time.
Bringing aid to the survivors isn't easy.
The government is restricting any intervention from outside or even from non-registered association inside Morocco.
But VOM partners found a way to reach those in need.
They have one inspection trip to assess the need and see how we can help them with relief, food, package, etc. And it is done through the local civil association.
The rules forbid them from delivering aid in the name of Jesus. However, today's compassionate care could lead to gospel conversations later. Pray believers can connect with survivors who need to know God's love. Meanwhile, a new report says more and more countries are adopting blasphemy laws and damaging international human rights. The United States Commission on International Religious Freedom updated their blasphemy legislation fact sheet last week. 95 countries now use fines, imprisonment, or death to punish religious blasphemy. That's up from 84 in 2020. Bruce Allen with FMI says blasphemy laws often promote state-sanctioned targeting of minority Christians.
Christians are targeted for blasphemy accusations even when they have not perpetrated any blasphemy. But because these laws exist on the book, they'll use it indiscriminately even when there's no evidence of blasphemy.
Allen adds,
another point that the fact sheet makes is that blasphemy laws encourage individuals and non-state actors to seek retribution against alleged blasphemers. So many times, the person who is accused of blasphemy doesn't even stand a chance to have their day in court. They're killed in the street outside their home the day after the blasphemy charge is even leveled. It's a vigilante mob violence mentality.
Pray for the blasphemy laws to be repealed and for oppressors to have their eyes open to Jesus Christ.
We want to keep this beleaguered, oppressed Christian community in prayer and say, Lord, may they be walking in the power of your spirit to follow your instructions, because we can't do that left to our own devices.
And turning now to Ethiopia, a recent gospel gathering in Addis Ababa equipped Christian leaders to change their continent. Helen Williams of World Missionary Press says,
oh my goodness, what a wonderful gathering. Everybody from Africa was there, 50 plus national directors, and they brought their wives and met many that I've only talked to by email and phone and WhatsApp.
In partnership with Every Home for Christ, World Missionary Press supplies gospel workers across Africa with the tools they need for ministry.
It was very moving and really, really exciting. They tell us what they're doing and how their ministries would not be the same without the booklets.
Leaders discussed new techniques at the conference.
Every Home for Christ has always been a house-to-house ministry. The pandemic, of course, created difficulties with that, and much of it is now having more digital material available to reach through social media and to establish Christ groups and then to become churches and congregations with pastoral leadership.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering a free 15-day Hindu World Prayer Guide and an invitation to join together in praying for them from November 5th through the 19th. God wants all people to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth, and it all begins in prayer. So get your copy for free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.